Blog Talk Radio.
Courtesy of Jermaine Mobley and your boy Arrow. Come on, y'all. Let's get those toes done. Them dresses out. Brothers, clean up your kicks.
Yeah. Weekend is coming up. Let's open up the windows and let me lend you this melody to ride. I know you were stuck inside, but now it's party time. Sunlight is creeping in, we starting love so early, and we so jazzy, cops parked up on the lawn, but may not be here for long, cops come to say so long, yeah, yeah. So high, it's summertime, feels like it's the day to go down, the sun is out, let's find a good place to cool down. It's just seeing you now. Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime? My car is looking clean. I washed it up this morning. Our heads are turning as I am rolling by. The night is still on my side. We'll have some fun tonight. Yeah, tonight. Yeah. Just heard a barbecue is being. I'm leaving this barbershop right now. Ain't no way, no how. I'm missing out, I'm down. Yeah, I'm down, yeah. I'm down, yeah. I'm down, yeah. Come on, it's so high. It's summertime, it feels like it's the day to go down.
Go down.
The sun is out, let's find a good place to cool down.
Seven-day forecast, hot. Spike Lee, do the right thing, plot. I play Mookie, delivering pizzas to that sexy Spanish thing. Looking juicy, big dookie. We get silly, heat waves get dizzy. That's no movement, Brooklyn to Philly. Broad Street, Flatbush, get busy. New summer anthem, Eric and Richie. I see beads of sweat dripping down tummies. Rectums and Daisy Dukes look yummy. I'm in that drop top with sweet cakes pumping in. Old school Buick sitting on Kiefer Sutherland. Before the 16, figure out the riddle. My treat, meet me at Ishka Bibbles. Get on the real ish with Will Smith, he did it the first time. Chub Rock, sir, new summer rhyme. Come!
I'm so high, yeah. Summertime, it feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, let's find a good place to cool down. It's just me and you now.
Come on.
Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime?
No.
Yes, indeed. We are here, another edition of Indie Review for each and every single one of y'all out there. A lovely, lovely, lovely summertime day today. Ain't that right, Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta shut up.
Hi.
Oh, you got a whole crew today.
You know how it is when the blacks are in the studio. Like, it's really a little difficult to get everyone, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I live
in studio audience this morning. But again, we welcome everyone, each and every one of you, to Indie Review Radio this fantastic Saturday afternoon. C Truth and I so appreciate you. Hansi, we so appreciate them. So much so that he has greetings for everyone listening from all corners of the world.
Absolutely. And to every man, woman, child, and otherwise listening, I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos dias, konnichiwa, sakpase, salam, namaste, assalamualaikum, alafia, parev, good day, nehoma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, what up, doe, alito, akashke, bon dia, what the business is, where you at, nep, so wate, año la seo. To everybody out there listening to the program today, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, wherever
tomorrow.
You are.
Tomorrow,
exactly.
All of that.
Exactly. Yes, 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 indeed. So who do we have in the audience today over there, in live in studio?
Today we have Ms. Hubby, who has traveled all the way from San Diego, California, with greetings of friendship bread from my mother.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was so delicious and yummy. You know how my mom gets down, see?
Yes, I can't wait to go back out to San Diego.
Yeah, you know my mom, how she gets it in with her garden and everything's fresh and wholesome and, you know, all that stuff. So it's all good. And Hubby is trying to, you know, she's a little dishonest because she's trying to blame the friendship disappearing on me when we both had some for breakfast. I don't know why she's trying to fake the funk, but it's all good. It's all good. We also have Nat Burns in the studio audience today.
Sorry. Nat Burns, what up?
Nat Burns. We may hear a little bit of his music later on in the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah. One of my favorite tunes. So, yeah, that's all we have. That's who we have today. You know, the studio is open to anyone that wants to come through and share in our music delights. And they are, too, deemed intellectuals as a result. Feel free to call us up during the show, 646-478-5123. And don't forget our intellectual line, 646-389-0088. That number does not get you directly to us on the show, but it does get your drop played on the show when we do something special on the air. So don't forget to call us up and leave your sentiments about the show on that line. And again, that number is 646-389-0088.
Absolutely, definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. We have a lovely guest that's going to be joining us today on the program. Can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm. And I think our listeners will be pleasantly surprised. For those of you, she's a friend of the show. She's been here before. But she's an amazing, amazing artist and has a lot of information to share. If I'm not mistaken, she dropped some jewels on us last time. So I think that for all of you out there that are trying to figure this indie game out, go get your pen and pencil and be ready to take some notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a jeweler. She definitely is a jeweler.
Yes, yes. So, see, how was your week? Anything exciting happened since the last time we were together?
The week was good. The week was great. I actually put a lot of things on pause and just try to take it easy this week because, you know, I've been doing too much lately. So, you know, my body was saying, all right, hold up, chill. You got to take a pause sometimes. So I chose to do that this week. But I did get out to see the Dark Knight movie, though. I had to see that.
Oh.
I had to get that in.
Okay.
Dark Knight Rises.
Waiting on the show.
What's that?
What's your rating of the show? How was your?
It was excellent. It was 4.5 stars. Great movie. If you are familiar with the trilogy of Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and now The Dark Knight Rises, it continues in that particular vein. Very, very good story. Even if you're not into like the whole Batman stuff, like the story itself is good. So. That part alone will just grab your attention and keep you involved in the film. So it was definitely great. I recommend it. It's pretty long, though. That's the only thing. So you just got to be prepared to be sitting there for a movie that's about 2 hours and close to 45 minutes or so. So it's a pretty long movie, but it does keep your attention. So there's a lot of things going on in there. But it's an excellent movie. Definitely my recommendation highly.
Right, right. And our condolences to all the family members and people that were injured in that shooting at the midnight show in Colorado. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot about, I've been reading a couple of articles about it, and it's just, you know, as it unfolds, it just seems so senseless.
Yeah, which a lot of that stuff is. And, you know, it's a culture of that nowadays. So it's like, This just happens to be one of the ones that are more known and more publicized, but there's a lot of that stuff going on, unfortunately, in the country and just around the world, too. I mean, you got stuff going on in Canada, you got this going on here, you know, in other places as well. So it's really, really, you know, brainless, and, you know, it could be anybody. It could really be anybody.
It's really sad. Really sad.
Yeah, but...
The chat room is now open, by the way, so you guys can join us there. It's never a dull moment in the chat room. We've got some very interesting conversations there.
Oh, yeah, all the time, all day, every day.
Very, very interesting. But, we're going to get into some music because that is what we do.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to keep things flowing, keep things going. We're going to do some DJ Kemet, who's from down that way, actually, in the A. He's got a song called Releasing. It's featuring Chocolate, and we're going to do that right now on Indie Review. Call us at 646-478-5123. Email us indiereviewcd@gmail.com and tweet at us. It's Indie Review, R-E-V-U-E. Get at us on Twitter. We'll be back.
Thank you.
releasing right there from DJ Kenneth featuring Chocolate right here on Indie Review. Yes, indeed. Releasing from the DJ Kenneth album. I always forget the name of his album. I'll recall it a little bit later on and let y'all know what the name of that album is. But that one is off that album. It was called Releasing, DJ Kenneth featuring Chocolate, who's from out of Seattle.
Yes, and she's an awesome artist.
Yes. Most people love Chocolate.
Except me, I'm almond mocha.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, definitely. And a lot of people love our next guest who's joining us right now in the program. And because, you know, she keeps things quite fresh, never stale.
Yeah, that's what she's one of my best friends in my head.
Friend in your head, okay. Okay. Is it only your head?
She's one of my best friends in my head. Are you there, Momo Fresh?
Hey.
Yo,
no,
he's
crazy.
In the box in the office.
What's up? How y'all doing?
How are you? How have you been since the last time we spoke?
I am good. It's been a while. Like, not a year, maybe like 6 months though, maybe.
Yeah, and that's really a long time for us.
It is. Everything's been good, though. Although I'm trying to remember what's happened since then.
Yeah.
You know, we did our Canadian tour. We did our U.S. tour. We, most recently, though, we just finished shooting the second music video for Meet Me in Brazil, featuring myself and Hollywood hunk Lamon Rucker. He's playing the love interest in this video.
Okay. We have another friend who shared him as a love interest, Ywande.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw him in her video.
Nice.
So we'll have to check out your video, too, because, you know, the ladies love Lamar.
Right. Now, he's really awesome to work with, too.
Yeah,
he had, like, a little
so.
acting, 30 Ooh. Seconds of acting in the beginning. So he helped me out with getting into character and all those things. It was pretty cool.
Oh, he gave you lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
We like that.
You know what?
We like lessons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You are a trip.
Yeah.
So
for our listeners that missed you on the first show, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a singer, songwriter, MC, producer, you know, fresh to death extraordinaire. Specialist. And when we talked last time, I had just released my record, The Blooming. Well, I'm not sure if I had released it yet, if I was going to release it. But The Blooming was released last September. And I've been receiving a lot of good feedback from newspapers and blogs. Like, got a first video that November with B. Cal Atkins from OK Player and, you know, part of the Root Squad. And, we've been making noise, stomping all over the world since then.
Awesome.
I'm working on my second project right now, so you'll hear about this sometime next year.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you're going on tour. You said
we're going to do our Canadian tour in the fall. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how do you prepare yourself for that? Like, for those that are listening that are in the same vein, musically, and are interested in doing these types of things. How do you manage time, family? You know, how do you prepare yourself to go on the road for an extended period of time?
Well, I'm never usually gone for more than 2 weeks because if my son is not with me, then I always, you know, I'll come home. I do plan on having him with me, though, for part of this tour this time. But I don't know if there's really a way to prepare. I think I stay prepared. You know, because anytime it happens, it's always a blessing. I feel very fortunate because I'm an independent artist. Nothing is, I don't take anything for granted. Every opportunity is a blessing. I stay prepared for the opportunity because I'm constantly putting the energy into the universe for those things to happen because that is the life that I chose to live, the life of a recording and performing artist. So, you know, I stay prepared. I stay prepared by the food choices, you know, exercise, you know, keeping my health and my energy together, keeping my optimism at a certain level, you know, to constantly be putting out to the universe what I want to get back. I'm going to homeschool my son, so it makes it easier for me for him to come with me if he needs to. Or, you know, if he stays behind, my mom will usually homeschool him for me while I'm gone, and then I'll come back and, you know, but, yeah, just stay prepared. You know, when you ask for something, you got to be prepared to receive it. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's difficult for some people at a time where there's so much going on in the world and specifically in our country to align themselves with that. How do you do that amongst the chaos?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just, it's something that I guess you've got to just not acknowledge. You know, there's a lot of chaos. I think I just don't acknowledge at all. I don't partake in it. I don't identify it as existing, as being real. You know, like anything that I don't want in my existence, I don't acknowledge it at all. And then I don't experience it. I'm kind of very single focused. I focus on something, and I don't stop until I obtain that something. I don't know. People around me might think it's different. They might say, oh, she's not, you know, she's never doing this, or she's not at these functions, or she, yeah, I don't know what people would say around me. I just know where I'm at, and I know where I want to go, and I don't stop until I get there no matter what.
Are there any things like yoga, meditation, or any sort of practices?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
In terms of that, I didn't understand you meant that.
Some of the things that you can make a part of your life daily to help you stay very connected and grounded.
I definitely do meditations. I have these tapes I listen to, Gary and Esther, the Abraham. And I listen to them every day. That's my motivation when I go jogging in the morning. I listen to them.
What are they that you listen to every day?
It's like they're motivational tapes, but the names are Gary and Esther, the Abrahams.
Okay.
They teach the Abrahams, you know.
Got you.
They're pretty famous. I mean, you can probably buy all this stuff on Amazon and things like that. But I listen to them all the time, and they just constantly speak about manifestation, manifesting an idea into reality, and about positive thought and positive vibration and how, you know, everything in your life you can control. Even the things that we think we can't control, we are controlling them by the way we think about them. So I exercise and I listen to them, you know, then I'm actually doing a raw food fast right now to try to increase my level of energy and productivity.
Mm-hmm.
This is very hard because I've been cutting out sugar and I'm having a little bit of a withdrawal.
Right. Well, you know, we talk about, you know, even though we're a music show, we do often talk about food and, you know, diet and juicing and all that kind of stuff. And it is hard because sugar, your body's addicted to it. So just like any other chemical, when you remove it, your body responds to that. Kudos to you, though, because I'm not there yet. But I see it in my near future.
Right. But, you know, it's like you'll get to a point where God will throw something in your midst that will make you do something that you normally wouldn't want to do. It might be a health challenge. It might be, you know, it's a number of things that can happen that God will make you focus on something that you normally wouldn't want to focus on, you know, and then you don't have a choice.
Unfortunately, So, I mean, I believe in being proactive. I hope, well, I don't hope, but I trust that, you know, and knowing that it's what's best, that, you know, I can be proactive in making those changes.
Right, yeah.
And I've made some.
Before you have to,
See, and I talk about that all the time, right, See?
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Gardens
and growing, you know, how food is going to be a commodity and growing your own food and, you know, avoiding genetically modified this and that.
Right.
Frankenstein,
you know,
food. I call it Frankenstein food.
My son told me I've been buying this Ezekiel sprouted organic bread. He said, Mommy, do you have to make my sandwich with that hard bread? Oh, my God. So it's funny trying to transition my son into it, you know. And I normally, I'll try the stuff out first before I'll try to give it to him, you know. And I'll try to experiment with it, try to find ways to make it tasty, you know, before I force it on. So I've been trying to put the bread in there. He said, Mom, this bread has been getting harder and harder.
How old is he?
He's six.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, the beautiful thing about that is at least you are introducing him to those things, because so many parents find it a struggle to introduce, you know, they go on this regimen because it's the best thing for them. Why wouldn't you think it's the best thing for your child, too? Why would you still allow them to eat all the processed food in the world? So at least he's being introduced to it early. And you'd be surprised how it will affect the way he eats later on, you know, especially when he sees the change.
And I think about that because my mother was the same way. We would always, like, turn our nose up at foods that she would eat. And I told, like, my mother carries her Vitamix with her everywhere she goes. And we're always like, Mom, that's so extra. Why do you have to carry Vitamix everywhere you go? And now I'm becoming like that. I said, Mom, I'm so embarrassed that I'm carrying all my food around with me. I feel like such a cornball.
And
but
that's
it's
what you
true.
Have to do.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
That's the only way you know you're getting what you're getting, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm almost like, I'm inspired. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're inspiring me.
Thank you. I'm glad.
And just so you know, I juice every day. I'm a, you know, I don't eat meat, you know, and that's a, but sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you have to take it to the next level. And so I've been playing around with the juice fast and doing a detox, but I'm inspired. And this week I'm going to start just because of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And you know, I'm reading that this other book is called the pH Miracle. Just about how the alkaline foods, you probably familiar with it, but how alkaline foods, the more alkaline your body is, it is not susceptible to any diseases or, you know, anything.
Right.
So
because they can't survive
you know,
in a high alkaline environment.
Right.
And juice is so good for that. And so is making sure you can get water. Anything with a pH balance of 7 or more is bad.
Right.
So your Fiji waters, and there's tons of waters on the shelf now that are out that have a pH of 9.5 if you look at some of your natural foods.
Yep, the essential water, I think that's the name of the company. Yep, I have four bottles
sitting on my cabinet right now.
You can really feel the difference. Like, if you're working out and you drink that type of water, like, you get a boost immediately. It's amazing.
And there's tons of charts, too. I'm in school for nutritional therapy, so I'm learning a lot.
Nice.
About it, but there's tons of charts too that'll show you the foods that are high in alkaline, that are foods that are acidic that you can stay away from. But I mean, it's really quite the journey, if I must say so myself. My goal is by the time I finish school, I want to look like a nutritional therapist. I gotta work that out.
I think the hard part about it is that you end up not being social as you were, like. You know, you can't just go out and eat with your friends anymore because the restaurants that, you know, they used to go to, they don't really have anything you can eat anymore. I think that's the hardest part.
You have to be mindful.
Yeah, you know.
Let me tell you, when you come to Atlanta, you have to call me and we'll go to lunch or dinner at Season 52.
Okay.
Season 52 is a restaurant here in Atlanta. They only serve fresh produce. That's why their menu changes daily. There's nothing on the menu that's over 492 calories. Everything is in season and it's fresh. And the food is awesome. It's great.
Okay.
So we'll have to go there. Just for best friends anyway, we might as well have lunch together.
Right, yes, we should. We should. And, you know, actually, we may be in Atlanta for Happily Natural Day in August. So I'll definitely have to be posted. We may be performing there.
So you have some other shows coming up that you want to share with us?
Well, I mean, it's in the area.
You're breaking up.
I said in the Atlanta area or anywhere, you mean?
Oh, period. Anywhere.
Well, we'll be in Baltimore next week. No. Tomorrow we'll be in Baltimore at the Artscape Festival. We'll be on the festival stage at 7 p.m., closing out the festival. And next Saturday we'll be in New York at Club Jerome, and I believe that's on 85th Avenue. You can find more about, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, at Maimuna Youssef. I'm constantly posting flyers and stuff for it. And we'll be, in Baltimore again next month, and then Martin Luther and I will be doing something here in D.C. I don't know if any Martin Luther fans out there. And then I'll have more information about the performance we'll be doing in Atlanta. I'll give you more information about that, so I have some more details.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, our listeners are all over, but I'm here, so.
Okay.
So the last time we spoke, you were in the midst of some other things as well. What are some of the changes you've noticed just in the short time, say 6 months to a year? What are some of the changes that you've noticed about around being independent being an independent musician or artist?
It's hard to notice from the inside when you're constantly working. I mean, I've heard people from the outside, you know, who they may call me to ask me, how did you do it? How did you become famous? And I'm like, really? I'm like, I didn't know I'd done it, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's hard to say from the inside. I keep working hard and just want to, you know, continue to create quality music. I've been recording with a lot of other artists, so I'm on Tabby Bonet's project with him and Wale. It's going to be coming out this year. And with Spur of the Moment, and also Rhymefest, and I don't know if you're familiar with Rhymefest from Chicago, but he co-wrote Jesus Walks, and he co-writes a lot of
stuff for Kanye. So we've been working on some stuff together. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of just try to stay, create as much as possible, you know, so your catalog and your legacy is actually built off of substance as opposed to, you know, hype or anything else.
Right.
So I guess I need a couple more years. I need like 5 years, and I can look back like, oh, look at that. Look what we did.
Right.
You know.
How was it working with Jazzy Jeff?
Say it again?
How was it? Didn't you work with DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love working with Jeff.
Yeah.
We're actually supposed to be working on some more stuff sometime soon. But, yeah, working with Jeff is awesome. He is an extremely creative mind. I love that about him, that Jeff creates for the sake of creating. He doesn't create, you know, with a label or with a marketing strategy in mind. Like, he just creates for the love of music and, you know, whatever vibe feels good. So, I love working with Jeff. He's awesome. And he can cook really good, too.
Uh-oh.
So he always
does that.
Huh?
Now, does he cook the food that you eat now or the food that you used
to
eat?
No, exactly. Yeah, I know. You know, he's the best chicken. I don't know. I might be hungry if I went now. I have to ask him. So, Jeff, are you interested in learning some raw preparation, some quinoa and corn?
Right.
Vegan biscuit.
And get out of here.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Let's see.
So funny. Yeah, I asked that question because we have, of course, we have conversations with lots of artists that seem to get stuck in the process. You know how you can overthink things?
Right.
And then they teeter the fence between wanting to get signed and wanting to be independent. Would you agree
right.
that you have to make a decision and that's how you work your project?
I think it makes it easier if you make a decision because, you know, you can just kind of move full steam ahead in one direction or another. I think a lot of people, they're independent only because they haven't been made an offer, and a lot of people don't kind of know what that world is like and what you're going to have to give up, what you're going to gain and what you have to give up, and I don't think they've made a decision about which one is more valuable. Just hold on a second.
All right, turn that down, please.
I think, you know, for me, I move full steam ahead as an independent artist because I'm looking forward to creating a business model that can be followed and reused for the next generation, you know, as a solid, viable option to, you know, signing on to a major label. I don't know. I'm one of the people that, like, you know, is just a boss, like, by nature. Like, I just always felt like a boss. You know, like, I've never even been able to keep a job because I just don't like working for no one. I'm just, you know. So it's the same, like, the only way I would be able to be on a label, I would have to come in. They would have to recognize, accept me as a partner. It would have to be a partnership. I can't be under you. You know, you can't get paid first and then pay me last. That's not going to work. I need to sign checks. I just always have been that way. I don't know. I just, you know.
What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
I think it also...
Huh?
No, I was just saying, extreme creative, they do their own thing. That's Pisces. Like, they really.
Yeah. I mean, but I think, too, you know, if you ever met my parents,
they're kind of the same way, like real avant-garde. Like my dad's a visual artist, you know, he does contracts for houses. He draws blueprints. My mother's
right.
a singer. She's also a visual artist. And they, but they've never worked jobs. Like, I've never seen my parents leave and go to work. They always had money, and I can't vouch for all the ways in which they made money.
Right.
but, you know, I can't speak on that. But they just were people who, you know, they just were determined to work for themselves, you know,
right.
who weren't
right.
going to show up on anyone else's clock. And, you know,
right.
the label was kind of, you know, that it's a boss. It's your boss when you sign on as an artist and you agree to be the at the bottom of the food chain like that. You know, I just, it just don't fit well with me.
Yeah, you're the raw food from out the ground. You can't be, you know, getting it in the stores. You got to get it from the ground.
Yeah, because even with distribution, you know, when a few people approach us about doing distribution, you know, my problem was that we wouldn't be able to show anymore, you know, and though it might be in Istanbul and, you know, in Turkey, if they were not going to promote it in those countries for us, it didn't make sense because for an independent artist, you're generally going to sell the majority of your CDs at your shows, you know, when people are high off of the vibration that you brought
right.
forth, you know,
right.
so you can't capitalize off that moment. You know, you're doing yourself a disservice. And then you have to wait until they collect all your money and then they'll take their cut and then they pay you.
Right.
No thanks.
Right.
I'd rather take my cash up front.
It just doesn't make good business sense when you say it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I want mine up front. I want mine now.
You do the worst and you give them a little bit of percentage. Like, here you go.
Right, right, right. Yeah, no. So, if it ever comes to the point that it makes good business sense, I'm not against it. You know, I'm not against record companies when it makes sense for me creatively and also business-wise, you know. So.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Deals aren't for everybody.
Now, let me ask you about Meet Me in Brazil. Great record, excellent lyrics on there. Was that something that was actually real, or is that poetic license on it?
No, totally poetic license. No, I have not been to Brazil yet, but I'm telling you, this is one of the things I talk about when I say I bring things into my existence.
Yes.
I've been asked to go to Brazil now, so I'm waiting, you know, on that conversation to be completed. So it's one of those things where I like to bring exciting adventures into my experience. So that's one of those things I want to bring into my experience, and I believe that it's making its way to me. For the law of attraction says it must. So, but yeah, it was one of those things. That was probably the only song that I wrote on that record that, well, besides, like, I Got a Man, that wasn't directly from experience. Like, I had to get a friend of mine who she speaks Portuguese, and she works for the UN, and she helped me to, you know, to write – not to write lyrics, but to, like, to translate them into Portuguese and also kind of help me. Like, I said, if I were going to a restaurant, like, what kind of drink would I order? And, you know, so she's been to Brazil a lot of times, so she kind of helped me to create the story so that it was, you know, continuity was there and all those things like that.
Yeah.
The storyline flowed well. So it was challenging, but it was really fun to, you know, create a story like that.
Yeah, it's a great tune. Like, the results, you know, definitely show out all of that work. And the visuals,
Indeed.
I can't wait to be cool.
Thank you. It's a really fun video, so we're going to release at the end of this month. We're going to do a party in D.C., a release party, and
nice.
Fan session, and, you know. So I think folks will enjoy it. And it really, when I look back at the footage when the director sent it to me, it really does feel like another country. I was like, wow, how did we pull this off?
Wow, you just
like
did
it. It really does. And we did get some good B-roll, too, you know, in some other islands. But,
before we let you go, because I know you got a lot of things going on, you got your hands full there. where are some of the places that you have not been that you would like to, that you're putting that energy out there right now?
I definitely want to go back to Africa. I was scheduled to perform in Kenya on September 23rd, And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to go because now it's on the top of the do not fly list, unfortunately, and they're preparing for a possible war, unfortunately. But I want to be able to go to East Africa and West Africa as soon as I can. I'm also looking forward to, I've actually never been to France. I've been very close to France, been to Belgium and to Switzerland and Germany, but I've not been to France yet. So I'm looking towards going to France. I think it's mainly because I always hear Nina Simone speaking about being in France and how, you know, Paul Robeson as well, how they were received so much better in France. And how, you know, they just noticed the difference. You know, the racism wasn't the same as it is in the United States. I used to hear them talking about, you know, in an interview like that. We wanted to go to France and just. But I haven't been there yet, so I look forward to going there soon.
The Statue of Liberty that they originally sent over here was actually a slave.
An African woman, right.
Slave. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
they made her change it. They made them change. They sent it back.
They sent it back. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's the Louvre, like in like one of their compartments, like on the lower levels, like they have like all these adornments of like black women, their version of the Madonna, which is a black woman. It's a whole different situation.
Well, it's the real Madonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus had woolly hair. It was the real Madonna.
Right. Yeah, not the singer though. People might think not the singer we're talking about now.
No, not the singer. Right. Exactly. Mother Mary. So I'm definitely looking forward. You know, and I'm gonna be in Belgium in October. I have a show there October 5th, so I hear it's about 2 hours away, so we might just hop on the train and go there to go and visit some of the museums and see some of those girls.
Well, we have one of our in-studio guests wants to know if you're going to be traveling to San Diego anytime soon.
I think I'll be in San Francisco September 30th, but I don't have anything in San Diego yet, but I will keep you posted when I do.
Okay. She says she'll be waiting.
Okay. Thank
she'll
you.
Be
I appreciate
waiting.
It.
So, in addition to the places that you want to perform, anything else that you have coming up that you want our listeners to know? And then also, where can they find more of you and your music?
I think the best thing would be to follow me on Twitter at MaimounaYousef, MaimounaYousef. And Facebook, MaimounaYousef Music. For updates and things like that, so I can I'll tell you no wrong venues and dates right now, but you know, we have a lot of good stuff coming up in the future, and music will be released in the next month or two. You know, just some samplers for you to hear what I'm working on right now, but I will be posting all that on Facebook and on Twitter and on my website mumufresh.com. So that's probably the best. Place to go to stay informed, and I thank you for wanting to be informed on this journey that I'm taking, and I look to take everyone on with me. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, we like to live vicariously through our talent and
right.
our individuals, so, you know, we want to know everything, and there's people that are listening, too, that are inspired by, you know, the stories of our guests. And it makes a difference to them, so that's why we like to ask questions that, you know, people can relate to and perhaps get some jewels.
Absolutely.
And, you know, yeah. So thank you so much for sharing and taking the time out to spend some time with us.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I will definitely reach out to you when I come to Atlanta sometime next month. I will have to go to that restaurant.
Yes. Season 52.
Okay. Plus
Let me know the date. I'll swing down.
Okay. I should probably know like another week or so. It should all be solidified. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Will do.
Take care.
All right. You too.
All
right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into a song called Meet Me in Brazil by Mumu Fresh, MaimounaYousef. great tune, and you're really going to feel like you're in, like, another place. You're going to feel like you're in Brazil when you hear this song.
I can't wait.
Yeah. What's that?
I can't wait.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Call us up, 646-478-5123. Email us, indiereviewcd@gmail.com. And don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, indiereview, R-E-V-U-E. How's the studio audience over there? Everybody cool, Phil?
Everybody's cool. Everybody's good.
Okay, they're kind of sedated right now. They're absorbing all the information, huh?
Take your money.
All right, we're going to do Meet Me in Brazil, and we'll be back with some more, y'all. It's Indie Review.
Lately I've been feeling uninspired. Day to day life can be so drab. I've been missing your romantic fire, and I want to get it back like we once had. If your love is true as you say, meet me in Brazil and let's switch up today.
I wanna feel
fire.
in mind, just wanna know, am I wasting my time? Cause if you ain't with it, no hard feelings, everything will be fine. But if y'all, let's let our hearts divide. See, we can shine like the sun, you the moon, race the star, here we are. Happily ever, that's no matter the weather. Let's go ahead, put the thing together, can start slow. Give it plenty of light, keep it wet and watch it grow. I know you like to keep your biz on the low.
Second that.
You an independent woman, no way am I sweating that. All I'm saying, mine's, I got your back, make no front. From here to eternity, whatever you want. Take your time, but I'm just asking once. Holla at me if you choose yes. No, I'll be making you hella happy. Have me going all out for a chance with you. I wish I said this out loud in this dance with you. Maybe a little dinner, a movie, something, you know. I ain't trying to push up on you too hard, ma. But I am feeling you, though. You know what I'm saying? Dance with you, I'll get a chance with you, right?
Yes, indeed. Right there is Relativity from Paula Jean. Brand new music from her right here on Indie Review. Call us 646-478-5123. Email us indiereviewcd@gmail.com. Of course, you can get us on Twitter as well. It's Indie Review, yeah. R-E-V-U-E. And it is time. You know what time it is of the show right now, right, Rachel?
You know what time it is. It is the time for you to make dinosaur noises.
While in the fast lane, burning rubber towards stardom, setting stages into a tailspin while maneuvering their high frequency equipment. And this week's artist is none other than Mr. Chris Robb, who has been on some of the biggest stages with some of the greatest R&B legends, jazz greats, and hip-hop heavyweights in the game. He's established his presence on all fronts as a pianist, as a singer, as a songwriter, a producer, and as a true point guard, as well as a rare commodity in the NBA. He's been doing his thing, you know, on a musician level, as a writer level, and he's like an MVP in music. And on his latest album, which is called Mental Notes, he shares all of the different pieces that makes himself, you know, a great artist. He's doing his thing. And he has been on to the John Legend's Get Lifted tour, which came from that DVD release from John Legend called Live at the House of Blues. You can catch him on that. His latest single, Sex, Money, and Drugs, is featured on the soundtrack of Tyler Perry's forthcoming film called We the Peoples. And the recent club banger that he's had called Found Myself, which is co-produced by DJ Ian Friday, hit number one on TrackSource.com. So he's been doing a lot of different things, as well as performing with R&B legends like Roberta Flack, Anita Baker, Talib Kweli, Black Moon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. This dude has been really doing a lot of great things with himself as an artist. So you're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more from Mr. Chris Robb, our Indie 100 Artist of the Week. And this is his tune entitled Waiting for You right here on the program. Let us know what you think about this one, 646-478-5123. Email us indiereviewcd@gmail.com or tweet us indiereview, that's R-E-V-U-E. We'll be back with some more. It's Chris Robb, Waiting for You.
Thank you. Yeah, phony people. Phony people. Phony people.
Yeah.
Just
right there was from Tweet. That's called Proceed. She's back on the scene right here on Indie Review. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let me let y'all know some of the tunes that you heard in that little music set we just had there. Before Tweet, we had Terry Tobin, Love Me. We had some new music in there from a group by the name of Phony People called Told You So. We had Big Time from Lady Daisy. We had Waiting For You from Chris Robb, our Indie 100 Artist of the Week.
There you go. That's how we do it. And we're to the end of another show. Unfortunately. And typically I would ask our guests to create, to share our daily slice. But she ain't going to do it because she don't have no slices. I'm sure she's eating all the cake. She ate all the slices on the friendship bread. So I'm just saying. So we found a different daily slice to share with our listeners for the end of the show. And it goes like this. Let my life force be linked to my heart. Let my heart be linked to the truth in me. Let that truth be linked to the eternal, that eternal which is unending bliss. So for those of you that are like meditators or yogis, that's something that is always attempted in the practice of meditation and yoga. Just being present and connecting to nothingness, if that makes any sense. So that's why I chose that for our daily slice for today. So, and the way you would apply that throughout the week is just that, like acknowledging things for what they are and letting them go. It's that simple.
Yeah, you know, the simplest things are always the most difficult.
But practice makes perfect, right?
Right. Yeah, I definitely know. I'm with you. I'm with you.
A little tricky, but we could do it.
Absolutely, definitely. And any parting words from the studio audience there?
Well, right now she's eating, so probably not so much.
Okay. All right.
The show did get a thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it like
that. Two thumbs up and some hummus, she says. So that's what we get. The show gets two thumbs up and some hummus.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. On that note, we're going to leave you guys and ladies and gents and children with a song from Mr. Gerard Anthony featuring Darian, also Eric Robeson, also Mr. John Bibbs. It's called Damn Sister, the remix.
That's
and we'll see you back here next week. Same time, same place.
Same
Don't
place.
Forget.
That's right.
Check us out all day.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yep. And check us out on the blogs all week, indiereview4u.blogspot.com. Of course, on the Facebook, IndieReview, Twitter, IndieReview, R-E-V-U-E. And we'll see you next week, y'all. Same time, same place.
Yep.
Peace.
Hey, Jai, you know I know what you're talking about, man. About the situation, stay tight for later. See, I know the type of girl you're talking about. She never sweats, but she still work it out. Lord knows that she can feel it some Jesus. And when she moves, she's left in the seams, yeah. It's like I already know her.
It's the girl that made me lose my composure.
I thought she might have been an illusion, but when I saw two, I realized was her. The girl that I'd been talking to had a damn sister. Say I could be a band sister, but tell me, is she good like you or the bad sister? I mean, damn sister, I wonder what we should do now. We could be a band sister, 'cause we could never be your crowd.
That's a friend but a sex machine.
I'll
be you in every way. Mind, heart and soul. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. Please you, baby.
Damn,
you're the one I want. Yeah.
suffice it to say that you move me, baby. You're truly something special, and I can't help but say that. From, I really don't care. All I know is you got me wrapped up, and you ain't even said hello. You got me saying damn. Ooh, when she came around, I just had to smile. Well, can we talk for a while? Baby girl, I like your swing and your style. Ooh, your so curvy. Baby doll, I want you to introduce yourself to me.